This meditation exercise is designed to help us watch our thoughts and feelings. The meditation is usually done seated on a meditation cushion, bench, or on a chair. And seeing if you can sit with the back, neck, and head aligned, so the body is straight, but without being stiff or rigid. Relaxing the shoulders, placing the hands comfortably in the lap, and if you'd like, gently closing the eyes. If you're lying down, allowing the arms to rest comfortably by your sides and letting the feet fall away from each other. Thoughts and feelings can be as stressful, if not more stressful, than actual events. Learning to notice thoughts and feelings, to notice their impermanence, to notice their impact without reacting or engaging, can be a powerful de-stressor. So during this meditation, we'll practice seeing our thoughts for what they are, strings of words that our mind generated. And we'll practice noticing the thoughts that pass through our minds without engaging with the content. Instead, we'll simply notice without judging the type of thought that arose, and then let go and notice the next thought, but without engaging. As we do so, we'll also practice noticing the emotions that come up. Beginning by taking a few moments to get in touch with the movements of the breath in the body. Seeing if you can allow the attention to rest on the gentle rising and falling of the breath in the chest, belly, or wherever else you find it. Or noticing the air as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Noticing each breath, becoming aware of each inhale and each exhale. And not needing to make the breathing any deeper or longer or in any way different from how it is. Just maintaining awareness, one breath at a time. If you notice the mind wandering off, gently noticing the wandering, letting go and beginning again, even if it happens 1,000 times. Knowing that each time you come back, you're creating a mindful moment. Simply sitting and experiencing the breath, not changing it in any way, allowing it to be just as it is. And then when you're feeling ready, letting go of paying attention to the breath and shifting attention to the process of thinking itself. So perhaps picturing yourself as standing on the sidewalk, watching a parade of thoughts go by. So in your parade, Each parade float is a thought. And you're simply standing on the sidewalk, seeing them go by. And you don't need to change the floats or jump into the parade. Try to alter the floats in any way or get rid of them or push them by more quickly. You're simply watching them as they move through your awareness and move down the parade route in their own time. You may also picture the thoughts going by as leaves on a stream, and you standing on the shore watching. So you're seeing thoughts as they come into your awareness and then leave, but without engaging with them, not jumping into the stream, not jumping into the parade. To help you gain some distance from the thoughts and not engage with them, you may wish to label them. So if a thought about work comes up, thought about work. If a thought about the weekend comes up, thought about the weekend. Oh, another thought about work. So rather than engaging with the content of the thoughts that come up, you're simply noticing what kind of thought it is, allowing it to be there, move through in its own time, but without engaging with it, not getting into a conversation. You might notice that some thoughts are sticky and move through more slowly. Others may move quickly but then reappear the next minute, or reappear over and over, and it doesn't matter. Your role is to simply watch each thought arise and pass through in its own time, and to recognize that a thought is simply a string of words, not an emergency. Not something that necessarily requires a response, an argument, or any sort of engagement. You might notice from time to time that you've jumped into the parade, that you're a kilometer down the parade route, or that you've jumped into that stream. And when that happens, you can appreciate that you noticed it, simply acknowledge that it happened, and then once again step onto the sidewalk or step onto the shore and return to simply watching thoughts as they pass through your awareness. As you watch thoughts go by, you may be able to observe some of their features, their intensity or their content. You may notice how widely they range from topic to topic. Or you may notice that some thoughts keep looping back and reappearing. You may notice whether the thoughts have a positive or negative emotional charge, and whether that charge is strong or weak. Simply noticing and being curious about what that feels like. You might notice that some thoughts concern the future, that some are related to the past. You might have negative or judgmental thoughts, selfish thoughts, unpleasant thoughts. And all of these thoughts are allowed to arise, to be present and move through. There are no particular good or bad thoughts. No kinds of thoughts that you need to try to have or not have. All are allowed. Simply practicing noticing thoughts without engaging and noticing that they're impermanent, sometimes even fleeting. If you catch yourself getting caught up with a thought, maybe you jumped into the parade or into the stream, simply appreciating that you noticed that you got engaged, and then stepping out onto the shore, onto the sidewalk, to once again practice watching thoughts as they move through. And then as you're practicing watching thoughts, seeing if you can also notice any emotions that are present, knowing that they too are permitted and impermanent. As you notice the feelings that are present, you might notice how you experience them in the body. What the sensations are like, and where they're present in the body. You might notice fluctuations in the emotions, perhaps noticing the strength of them, whether they're strong or weak. And noticing that emotions too are impermanent. So you're simply watching the parade or stream of thoughts and feelings, allowing them to be as they are, without getting engaged or involved. And then when you're ready, letting go of attention to thoughts and feelings, and once more returning attention to the breath. So we were breathing the whole time that we practiced watching thoughts and feelings, but now bringing awareness and attention directly back to focusing on the breath. Checking in to see where you feel it now, and not assuming you know where you'll find the breath sensations. When the mind wanders off, simply returning over and over. Just practicing keeping attention on the feeling of the air entering and leaving the body. Simply sustaining attention to the feeling of the air as it enters and leaves the body, as the breath breathes itself. And as this meditation exercise of watching thoughts and feelings comes near an end, just taking a moment to appreciate having taken the time to practice noticing and accepting thoughts and feelings without engaging with them. And knowing that this de-stressing practice is available to you at any time, whether during formal meditation or not. When you hear the bell, starting to make small movements with the body, maybe wiggling the toes and fingers, and then shifting the arms and legs. And then when you're ready, opening the eyes, having a stretch.